Incumbent. Parm Baines, Liberal, 2021. Candidates. Liberal, Parm Baines. Conservative, Zach Siegel. New Democratic, Kiefer Pellick. Green, Stephen G. 2021 results. Liberal 42%. Conservative 34%. New Democratic 19%. Peoples, 2%. Green, 2%. Of the two Richmond ridings, Richmond East, Steveston was changed much less by the redistribution process. With its northern boundary west of No. 3 Road moved up a block from Steveston Highway to Williams Road, redistribution has made the riding slightly more favorable to the Grits, but only just. Liberal incumbent Parm Baines will be in for another slugfest. For any Liberal to win a two-party race this year, much will depend on how much NDP vote they are able to absorb. The NDP took nearly 20% of the vote here last year, and their provincial wing held on to Steveston thanks to a vote split from a BC United candidate turned independent. While the New Democrats are fielding Kiefer Pellick, a senior advisor to BC's finance minister, they may bleed left-wing support to the Grits nonetheless. Baines is not so lucky as to lead a mostly united left against a disunited right, but his coalition will follow the same contours. Sources of center-left strength in the riding can be found south of Steveston Highway with its co-ops and townhomes. The federal Liberals also do well in Shelmont just west of No. 5 Road, East Cambie north of the East-West Connector, and Hamilton just on the border with Queensborough. As a Sikh, Baines will be hoping to maintain support among the Punjabi farmers in eastern Richmond as well. To retake the riding, the Conservatives are fielding Zach Siegel. Originally contesting the Richmond Centre, Marple nomination, Siegel was moved east after Tory High Command decided they wanted Chaco there. He'll be hoping to rekindle Conservative support from the condos of the city centre down to the suburbs of Broadmoor. The question driving the outcome here is this. Will 2021 Liberal support among Chinese communities, driven by COVID concerns and marred by wild WeChat messages, prove to be a one-off? The BC NDP took a beating last year over drug decriminalization and perceived government ignorance of the residents of Richmond, and if they tie that to the broader center-left, the Liberals would be in for a world of hurt. If there's any consolation for Baines amidst such uncertainty, it is the potential for the Grits to squeeze parties to the left of them dry.